HGX, monitoring.
Scan 4, is that LK? Mobile.
Good morning, Shane. How are you? Heard you talking to a couple guys there, Alexander and Bill.
That was spread out a little bit. Must be listening for a while.
It was my little handy talkie. I was in the wife's car, so I couldn't get back to the repeater, but I was listening.
Quiet on here this morning, understandably. You doing all right today?
I'm doing good. We just had to go meet my son and do a last little minute Walmart run. Nothing major.
Sit out here today. It's very light, which I'm happy to see so far. I'm sure it'll probably pick up a little bit later.
And it is pretty light out this morning.
Yep, because this is National Husbands Go Shop for Your Wife Day.
Right on that one. I did see quite a few men in the Walmart this morning, but I've seen quite a few women there also.
The women are probably getting last-minute meal stuff and little stocking stuffers, and the men are either shopping for their wife's present or they're running errands for their wife, because I've done both.
I'm with you. Well, the wife and I both went together, so with no Christmas shopping.
Sure, you can flip out later.
That in the 11th hour still gets the same reward, right?
I enter the heat and air unit for Christmas, and that would probably have to be for the next few Christmases. She didn't really appreciate that.
Something she can use.
Warm for many years to come, and cool in the summertime.
I tend not to like that stuff for gifts.
Or either, but it is what it is.
That's just how it goes. I've been there. You got things breaking. You just got to be an adult about it and take care of it and not worry so much about the other stuff.
Underpass on the low side of the repeater here, so wanted to give it a second. I hope you get a chance to relax today, Patrick. Hope you maybe get some radio time in, too.
And I'm getting a little bit, and I plan on doing some relaxing and, as Steve likes to say, checking the back of my eyelids for holes.
Have to come in today. The load that I have, they shouldn't have given it to me. They could have put it on a small vehicle and let somebody else run it. But here I am, and they're talking about last-minute stuff. They had a load coming from Houston that hit Columbia late, and somebody had to drive down there and get it with about 300 packages for Greenville. So they're going to try to process them later this afternoon, because most of them will be Christmas gifts.
Yeah, I hate you guys are having to work today. But again, I do appreciate all the effort that y'all put into it. And I know it doesn't seem like people care because they missed their package or whatever, and that's all you hear about. But those of us that understand, just know that we do care. We appreciate it.
I appreciate that, Patrick. I know. I should be used to it. This is my 31st Christmas here, so you'd think I'd be used to it by now, but, every year you think, man, I wish I wasn't doing this right now, but it's been a good job, so it is. It's what I do. It's what I got to do.
Luckily, I got all mine delivered yesterday, so I didn't have to do any deliveries today, but I was being prepared for having to run out today and make some last-minute deliveries.
A couple of plants. They didn't load the ground packages, but they got some next day air that came in, and nobody will be there, but I have to go by there just in case, because if we don't, that'll be the one time the guy's waiting on it, sitting outside the gate waiting on it.
Yeah, that's where a little bit of communication would come in real handy sometimes, you know it.
Somebody ships something next day, or that means they ordered it yesterday knowing it would come today. So, when a business does that, you would think somebody would be there to get it.
But there again, some people just don't plan ahead very well.
Spend the money. They don't care. They want it there. Even though they don't need it till next week, they want to make sure it gets there. Oh, well. I'm getting paid to drive there, so here we go.
Well, I'll tell you a funny one. Wife was going to order some stuff on Amazon, and you can pick your shipping, which you can get free shipping because we're Prime members, and get it in 2 days. Or she wanted it next week, they were going to charge her $5 for it.
Well, odd, doesn't it? And for that, okay.
Didn't make very good sense to me.
The order, or the program is set up that way, and it doesn't, you know, if you're not a Prime member, it would have been more expensive, probably been cheaper to have it delayed. And it just automatically defaults to that.
For sometimes human intervention would be better than allowing the computer to do it all.
What's that, Patrick?
I know. This modern world we live in, we want the computer to do it all for us. We don't want to have to do anything.
Computers never make mistakes. That's what I've been told.
I was told the same thing, and then I made a living for almost 20 years working on them.
I'm going to go for a second. I'm coming up to a couple of these places that hopefully nobody's there. So, hope you have a great day, Patrick. I'm sure I'll talk to you again, but Merry Christmas to you and yours. And we'll talk to you again. KO4HKX N4ZLK.
Shane, you stay safe out there. And again, I appreciate all you do. And Merry Christmas to you and yours also. And I'll be around most of the day. KO4HKX. And I'll be clear.